ask for the slides, please. Of course, or you start.
Okay.
For me as well. No worries. So there should be a second slide of Tesco slides. Okay, perfect.
Very good.
Thank you very much. And we start with the digital augmented coupler. So thank you very much again for having us here today. I'm really looking forward to tell you a little bit more about the digital automatic coupler. You could also see it in the video. And now I would like to tell you even more about it. So please, next slide. This is, I think, a good overview and a short introduction to the topic of digital automatic coupler. Here you see how we are operating right now. On the left side, you see we're still using a screw coupler in Europe, which isn't as common anymore when you look at the world, but in Europe we are still using it, and it's still very, a lot of manual activities are needed. So coupling and decoupling are still done manually, and it's also really a risky job as well. So our vision is to have a coupler which is automatically coupling air, power and data line. So this really brings us forward to the 21st century. So this is what we are looking into right now. We are already making huge progress, which is really great, as I want to show you. In a video, I don't know if you remember, you saw three different designs, for example, which were tested. And now we already have a decision. And so Europe-wide, we were able to find a decision to go ahead with the design of Scharfenberg, which is a huge step forward. And we're now doing more prototyping with the design of the Scharfenberg, which is, you also see on this slide. That's why I really like to this slide, because you see where we're right now, where we want to head, where we are at the moment. But you also see there is a lot of things to be done. And this is also that we want to push the Europe's rail bridge operation forward from heavily relying on the human factor to the 21st century as a benchmark. But, so that's also what makes it a revolution, and revolution seldom come easily. And that's also something we can tell with the digital automatic coupler. All right, please, next slide. Here, but you also see that the coupler itself is not the main goal. The mission is to have, in the end, intelligent freight train operation. Because with a digital automatic coupler, we don't just are able to automatic couple and decouple. We also have a digital backbone now on the freight train. We have power, we have data, and with that, we are able to do many more things. And then I think that's one of the reasons why it's really pushing us forward, and where it really all we can do better, because one of the main issues, for example, is the recording of train compositions, but we also are able to have heavier and longer trains and increasing payload. And with that, even more is possible, and more can be done on train freight. I also want to, for example, point out that there are many use cases, for example, for train preparation. Just naming one is, for example, the automatic brake test, which can be done if we have power and data over the whole train. Or another really big use case for us is, for example, the train integrity, which is something that we are able to have in order to go to ETCS level 3, sorry. So moving dock operation, if some of you are familiar with that. So with this digital automatic coupler, we're really moving forward. I don't want to go through all of those, but I just wanted to give an overview of how many new things are possible and being able to push it forward with the digital automatic coupler. So next slide, please. Well, we're not just doing this for the rail freight sector, it goes even beyond. This is also something for society and for the environment, because with the digital automatic coupler, for example, one issue is, and I think it was already mentioned before and in many different presentations, is worker safety. So with a digital automatic coupler, the automation of manual processes, it's also getting a lot more safer. It's also creating new jobs and better and safer jobs, which is also a big plus for the digital automatic coupler. And it also shows a very good solution for the model shift, as we are able to participate as a give a good solution for the Green New Deal. So the digital automatic coupler is also an offer to European policymakers to be able to do the shift and to be more able to do, have more capacity, producity, and quality in the rail freight sector. So this is really moving us forward. Exactly. And one, I think, big issue we heard as well as now is also emission reduction. I think I mentioned it before, but just to point it out even more. Next slide, please. These are some of the initiatives we are working at right now. I just wanted to stress out one of the main projects right now we're working in with is from European Rail Joint Undertaking. It's the project Transformer, where we and 71 other partners pushing forward. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm just reading that my sound is very poor. Trying to make it a little better. Can you hear me better now, or is it still?